Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Audio bandwidth for Net at Night is provided by Winamp. Subscribe to Net at Night and all your favorite podcasts with the ultimate media player. Download it for free at winamp.com. Video bandwidth for Net at Night is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for Net at Night with Amber MacArthur and Leo Laporte, episode 179 for November 30th, 2010. Hoped Look. Net at Night is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to publish a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off the lifetime of your new account, go to squarespace.com/night and use the offer code N-I-G-H-T. And by Ford and the voice-activated Ford Sync, featuring true hands-free calling, turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, and more. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. It's time for Net at Night from Petaluma, California, U.S. of A. I'm Leo Laporte.
And I'm Amber MacArthur from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Hey, Amber MacArthur from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. How are you?
I'm very good. It is December. I can't believe it, Leo.
Wait a minute. Is it?
Is it?
Well.
Oh, no.
It's well, you got, tomorrow's almost. December. This will, yeah,
almost.
Close.
I'm
you scared
me. I'm living in the future.
You scared me. Oh, in Canada, it's in December.
Yes, we're many, many hours ahead.
You do everything early. Well, I know, for instance, you had Thanksgiving like a month ago.
Yeah, we did. And I think it's funny because you probably remember this from and do it now. And when you're in any type of production, you're always kind of planning ahead. So for me, I'm always living in kind of the next day.
Oh, yeah.
So we just shot Command N and I talked about it being December because it's going to be released later this week. So in my mind, I'm living days ahead of the present world, Leo.
You know, it's interesting because I kind of had to make this decision about when we date our podcasts, because this show, well, I don't know about this show, but some shows come out a couple of days later. I don't know. This show might come out tomorrow. I'm not sure when it comes out. But the release day is sometimes a day or two later. And for a while, we were saying we would say this is episode 179 for December 1st. And I said, no, wait a minute, really? So what, I don't want to be doing that. So what we now do is we say recorded November 30th, 2010.
Oh, that's good.
And that way, I don't have to, fudge what day it is, frankly.
Yeah, because there's so many times where you have headlines. Like right now, one of our top headlines for this week, by the time this show goes out, it's possible that
we don't know what's going to happen. Yeah.
Right? So,
Groupon. Now, this is an amazing story, and Mashable has it, TechCrunch has it. I think it's true, but it's not been confirmed by Google yet. Is that right?
As we speak today. Yeah, as far as I know right now from the articles that I've read, Google is in talks with Groupon, and it is rumored that Google has approached them to buy the company for $6 billion.
Now, how much did they pay for their last big acquisition, which was, I guess, YouTube?
It would have been YouTube.
Four point something.
Yeah, I was going to say it was not that much. And so this could be such a massive deal for them. Obviously, Groupon has been so successful. I think it was Forbes magazine not that long ago called them the fastest growing computer company of all time. And I was reading an article on Mashable that says based on this potential deal, it means that Groupon, since the day it was founded, it increased in value by approximately $21 million a day.
No, my God. I mean, you got to think of all the entrepreneurs who are going, imagine.
I know.
So here's, according to All Things D, which is, of course, the great source. If All Things D says it, I'm going to believe it. The deal is worth $5.3 billion with an additional $700 million earnout based on performance. New York Times is saying deal could be completed as soon as this week. Now, understand, and now I understand this a little bit better from having talked to Jay Adelson about the same thing kind of maybe happened with and Twitter and with Dig, where you can have a agreement. Oh, we would like to buy you. Google comes to Groupon. We would like to buy you $5.3 billion. And then Jay says, then the lawyers get it.
Yeah.
And anything can happen. The whole thing could fall through. We don't know. But I believe that they're talking. I think that's credible now. Yeah.
I mean, I've really been following the Groupon story quite closely. For people who don't know what it is, it's a group of buying site that is in, I think, 30 countries or maybe more around the world that gives you essentially daily deals from your city. So
let me understand it. So it's not coupons.
It's not coupons. So, for example, in Toronto, I subscribe to Groupon, and then every day I get emailed, hey, today is Groupon's deal of the day, which is, I don't know if it's a $20 manicure for $10. And then if enough people buy that deal, then you're able to get that deal. And usually you only need 10 people or 20 people. And so most times you will be able to, pretty much every time you'll be able to get the deal. And sometimes thousands of people actually go in and purchase the sale because they have such great discounts. You know, it's 50%, 80%, sometimes 90% off products and services in your hometown.
So when I went there, it knew where I was, and it says, oh, you're in Napa, Sonoma counties, which I am, not in San Francisco Bay Area, which actually is pretty smart. And it says, here's a deal. There's 9 hours left on this. It's a 50% discount on skincare services in my area. So, but there is also an app. Isn't there an iPhone app and so forth?
Yeah, there is. And I mean, I don't know if you've used the service at all.
I haven't. This is new to me.
I'm addicted to it.
Oh, you use it?
It's not healthy. Oh, I use it all the time. And every single day I get a deal in my inbox that I think, oh, this is phenomenal. I've used it for cleaning services. I've used it to get photos printed on canvas. You know, deals like $250, like a beautiful big canvas with your favorite photo printed on it for $55. And there's just such phenomenal discounts. And it's too easy to click on them and find them once you have an account. And so for me, I've already started Christmas shopping using many of these different Groupon deals. And it's such a cool service that explains why there are so many copycat services around the world. And in fact, I was reading an article recently that Groupon, what they've started to do in many other countries is they see these copycat services. You know, there'll be dozens in one city, and they're actually going and acquiring all these companies. So they're buying companies all over the world. It's just a huge phenomenon.
So Google really is buying something of value. Is it that valuable, though?
I'm not sure if anything is that valuable.
Yeah.
You know, it seems a little overpriced. But then if you look at something like past Groupon deals, I know they did a nationwide deal with Gap not that long ago. And I think they made something like the revenue that day for the Gap was in $22 million or something.
Now, does the Gap pay them a commission? How do they make money?
Yeah. Generally speaking, the split between Groupon and the business is about 50-50. Ooh. Although I'm sure there are cases where that changes. So for many local businesses that I've talked to, they do the 50-50 split. Which can be a pretty okay thing if you think about it. It's such a huge advertising opportunity, getting new customers, using your services. And in some ways, it's a win-win for both sides.
Yeah. It ties into Facebook. Of course, anything good has to tie into Facebook, right? Which means that when I buy something on Groupon, it's announced on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. That's smart.
Yep.
You know, in a way, that's the Facebook beacon that Facebook wanted to do, but Facebook couldn't do after the privacy furor.
Yeah.
Facebook's got to go, this is what we were going to do.
I know. It's really funny with Groupon, though. I went to an event where I spoke at recently, and I asked the audience members, so how many people are on Facebook? You know, maybe 25% of the people raise their hands. How many people on Twitter? Maybe it was 10% of the people. Then I asked how many people had used Groupon, and it was more than 50%.
What?
So, yeah.
Now, is it better in a metro like Toronto? I mean, or does it matter?
They're rolling out in small towns all over the place, so it doesn't really necessarily matter.
This is a Santa Rosa company that I'm going to be I would be buying my facial from for $35.
It's worth signing up, Leo, and then after a week, you'll see, like, maybe you're not into skincare. I'm not saying that because you don't look great, but there are plenty of other deals, a lot of great restaurant deals. So you may find restaurants that are normally really high priced, and then they'll give you a deal for 50% off. And so you just, you know, you can end up saving money all the time. Although, like I said, you can also end up spending a lot of money on things that you normally wouldn't buy, which is the situation that I found myself in.
So the story is very interesting. Apparently, Yahoo tried to buy Groupon earlier this year. They offered roughly $3 to $4 billion. And Groupon said, get away from me. I don't want you. No, thank you. Of course, it could have been the money. Could have been it was Yahoo. And now they started in November 2008. And they raised $135 million in April this year from Digital Sky. That gave them a valuation of $1 billion. But boy, oh boy, $20 million a day in growth. Incredible. So do you think it's a good deal for Google to buy this? Why would Google buy this?
Well, I mean, Google's sort of been making moves into the whole online shopping world. If we think about, I think it was, is Hot Pot? I guess that's more recommendations. But they have been doing something with some different things with shopping and social shopping. And
well, in a way, this is good because they aren't doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
It would add value. And Groupon apparently makes $500 million a year. So it's a good buy if they can grow it.
Yeah, if they can grow it. I mean, and it has been growing so quickly, and it is really a global success. So I think it makes sense for Google, but I still think it's just so much money.
I mean,
if you look at the founder of the company, I think his name is Andrew Mason, if I'm correct, but he can't be more than 30, or he's around 30. He's quite young. And I tried to get them on Net at Night, actually. I tried to get him on a few times, and the closest I've gotten is to get their CTO on. So we may still be able to get him to come on the show. It's pretty phenomenal.
It's an amazing story. It's an amazing story, a success story. And it's when these things happen that you get all of a sudden all this activity where people say, I want to be the next Groupon. How do I get that? How do I get that payday?
I know. There are at least a dozen major competitors already in Canada to Groupon. And it was really funny. I was reading an article in the New York Times that was from, I think, 2003, where they talked about other group buying services, because it's not really a new fad. It's been around for a while.
Right.
But during that time, there were a bunch of these group buying services that had shut down. And in fact, there were many people were saying it just isn't going to work. Obviously, the timing just wasn't right. And now it's come back with a vengeance.
We've seen that before where a company does something and it seems like a great idea. I can think of quite a few, actually, and it just doesn't take off. And then
just fizzles, yeah.
Well, look at the iPad. There were 10 years of tablets before the iPad. And there's just something that happens at some point which just makes it work.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Wow.
Yeah. Sign up, Leo.
I did.
Okay, good.
Of course I did. You think I was just sitting on my hands?
I know you sign up for everything.
I signed up immediately. I'm not sure I like the idea of signing up, but I signed up. Now, I don't have any Groupons. So what does that mean? Oh, well, now I look for available Groupons.
Groupon?
No.
Yeah. A Groupon is essentially a coupon. So it's a coupon that you've bought already from the site. And you can buy them as gift certificates.
So
is this
the only thing that's available to me is what I see on the front page? Or can I say, what else you got?
No, it's usually just one daily deal.
It's a daily deal.
Although I can only imagine that it's going to expand, right?
Okay. So only I got one daily deal. It's skincare services, waxing, facials, microdermabrasion. I think I'm going to pass. Although I am due for a plucking. Let's not go there.
Let's move on.
Did you see? This was funny. I was watching Twitter and a number of people tweeted yesterday, Kim Kardashian, really?
I know.
Is Bing. This might be more telling about Bing than anything else.
Yeah, you know, every year at the end of the year, we always talk about the top search terms across many of the major search sites. And Bing just came out with theirs. Kim Kardashian is number one. Sandra Bullock is number two. Tiger Woods, number three. Lady Gaga, Barack Obama. Hairstyles, number six. Kate Gosselin, Walmart, Justin Bieber, and Free is number 10.
The word free.
Free. I guess people like free stuff.
Search for free stuff. That's a good idea.
It makes sense. Yeah. But I don't know. You know, I'm interested to see what they're going to come out with from other search sites.
We usually see Yahoo later, and then at the end of the year, the zeitgeist from Google.
From Google. Because I don't remember it being so celebrity focused. I mean, there's always celebrities on it, but this one is.
In the zeitgeist, Google divides it up into categories.
That's smart, yeah.
Yeah, because I think what you really don't want to say is the number one search for all of 2010 was Kim Kardashian. It just makes everybody feel bad.
I don't get it. I'm missing out on something, Liam. There's something I don't understand.
It makes you sad for our world.
It does a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, chat room. Why Kim Kardashian? What is it why tell us, chat room? See, they're the font of all knowledge. The chat room knows all, tells all, speaks all. Tell us, chat room, why
Please.
Kim Kardashian is number one. She says they don't get it. She's got back. Her big booty. She's hot. She's a train wreck. Sex
she has
sells.
Low
I think
brow
that's true.
Shapes. I don't know.
No,
what
no, she's
it.
Low brow. I think. I oh. think. I think they're looking for naked pictures. Right.
Probably. Yeah.
Right. I think she's repulsive, but that's just me. And then I like Pat, who says, "So who's Kim Kardashian anyway?" That's what people are doing. Who is that? Why is everybody talking about Kim Kardashian anyway?
I know. I would have understood maybe if it was Tiger Woods or, but I don't know. It was
she's
a shocker to me.
She's hot. That's why. She's
wow.
hot.
Let's move on.
Doc says it's because people have no lives.
That could be it.
That's why you don't want to say that that's a top search result, because it just is depressing.
It is depressing. I agree with you.
LinkedIn is now making it a little bit more like Facebook.
Yep. They've just released share buttons so that publishers can embed on their blog or websites. Not that this is anything really that new or innovative. The only reason I put it in our list, Leo, is I just wanted to kind of get your take on LinkedIn, because although I'm signed up on the service, I just don't use it that
actively.
I rarely
use it too, yeah.
I find it just kind of, it's a bit boring to me, you know, and there's nothing social about it. Maybe I'm just, you know,
yeah,
I like
not
the
fun.
Social elements.
If you and I aren't looking for work. If we were looking for work, maybe this would be of greater value. I do occasionally go here and approve people. You know what's interesting? And I really didn't notice LinkedIn much until I got a Windows Phone 7.
Mm.
Because it's part of the social network that you can tie into your Windows phone. So when I, on my Windows phone, when I go to, you know, the people button, it shows LinkedIn postings. You know what surprised me is how many people post a lot on LinkedIn, as if it were Twitter. Chris Perillo does. Jason Calacanis posts a lot on LinkedIn, as if it were Twitter. Brian Hogg is on there.
But they could have it running through. Like, I have it running through.
Oh, yeah, you're on there.
Yeah, so I just run it. You know, if I post to Twitter, it goes to LinkedIn, too. Although there are many times where I don't post stuff to LinkedIn, because I find the community there just is a little bit different. They're, you know, definitely
so
there.
So you're cross, and I imagine they're cross-posting, too.
Yeah.
So Hootsuite's the deal.
I would say so. Hootsuite or a number of other services that allow you to cross-post, but I don't know if that's always a good thing. Like I said, I just think there's some things that I post on Twitter that aren't going to be of interest to the LinkedIn community, but if I write an article, say, for example, about, I just wrote an article about the top 10 CEOs who tweet, and that, you know, that would be something maybe the LinkedIn community is interested
right.
in. Actually, I think you're on my list, if I remember correctly.
I believe I am. Now, wait a minute. Now, I have the basic LinkedIn account, but I just see that I must be a cheapskate, because they recommend I spend $50 a month for the Business Plus account. Do you pay for or the executive is $100 a month?
No, I don't. And the thing is, that's the thing is, I don't think I get LinkedIn so much. However, I have met so many people who love it because they love it because they don't like the personal sharing on Facebook and Twitter. And so Jenna, for example, my best friend, she's not on Facebook. She's nowhere online, but she's comfortable in LinkedIn because it's this very dry environment where she doesn't have to share a lot.
She's not your best friend anymore, I can tell you that. The dry Jenna.
She just doesn't like sharing a lot.
No,
you know,
I can
she just is uncomfortable with that.
Yeah.
And so she's there for just networking, you know? And so it is a very impersonal place. And I don't think, you know, I wouldn't consider myself someone who likes that type of environment. I'm a bit of an oversharer, perhaps.
Yeah. Oh, like now I see why everybody is Googling Kim Kardashian.
Hi.
Oh, they're looking for this fabulous picture. This must have been,
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't
what
know.
What is that?
I know it's somebody sent it to me in the chat room.
Okay, for our listeners, I don't even know what that was.
There's
so I can't
a picture of Kim
it.
With face paint. I don't know what the. She's at the some sort of awards ceremony. See, it makes me want to Google her or Bing her.
Okay.
Is that a phrase? Is that a verb?
Bing.
I'd sure like to Bing that Kim Kardashian.
It could be, Leo. Just like, what was the thing on Twit, the word? The word of the day on Twit, derp.
Oh, derp.
Yeah.
Derp. I don't really understand that one either. No. I'm starting to feel, that was Andrew Barron was on. By the way, Amber was on Twit on Sunday and did a great job. And thank you for being there.
Oh, yeah.
If you
no
haven't
problem.
Heard that, if you like Amber, and who doesn't, you might want to listen to the last Twit, Twit 276. Amber, Andrew Barron, great show. Really fun. Dwight Silverman, lots of fun.
And the pre-show was fun too, I hear. I've seen the video.
She sent me a tweet and said, now I understand why you were, all I heard was laughing.
It was so weird. I'm trying to do an audio check and you're just laughing like a hyena. And I'm thinking, He's hysterical. Is he drunk or something? This is the worst time to do an audio check when you're not even listening to me. And then
we
I
were
saw
listening.
The video on YouTube,
we
and I just hear it's some type of psychotic noise coming out of my microphone.
Yeah, it
made
wild.
Perfect sense at that point.
Now you understand. I apologize. I didn't realize that what you were hearing was crazed laughter.
It was odd for both of us.
We got a guest coming up. What are we going to talk about today?
Today we are going to have the senior VP of Haute Look on. And I don't know a lot about this, but I heard you're a fan of the site. I heard this from Eileen.
Well, you know, I'm such a fashion person.
Yes, I know you are.
I think I hear Eileen laughing in the other room, which means she was mocking you.
Oh,
she said,
so
I'm
you're
a
not?
Fan of it. I don't. Well, I've been known to wear some high fashion gear. Oh, this is a good 75% off today's best designer brands. I'm liking it.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's a really good fit. You know, we're talking about the Groupon story off the top of the show. It's neat to have someone from this service on because it's a little bit different. But obviously, they've become really popular as well. People are always looking for deep discounts.
Well, Greg, the CEO is, or the senior VP, I should say, is. Obviously, must be looking at what Groupon's getting from Google and going, yeah.
Just drooling.
Can you imagine the blood in the water churning now that's going to go on from every site that does anything like Groupon? Group buying, though. See, that was smart. Group buying. That was a good thing. Yeah, I thought it was a coupon. See, I didn't know Groupon. I thought it was coupon. Hey, before we go any farther on this, let me talk about Squarespace. I know you know about Squarespace very well. Your partner, Chris Dick, is a Squarespace lover. His site, a great photography site, all done with Squarespace. Squarespace is the secret behind exceptional websites. And if you use the offer code NIGHT right now, you can find out why we love Squarespace so darn much. We use it for the inside Twit blog. It's just really easy to post to... Whoa, hey, that's cool. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. There it is. The secret behind exceptional websites. Very easy to take your existing site, port it over, because they support all the main APIs, movable type, WordPress, TypePad, and Blogger. Import your comments, import all the posts, import all the images, so you don't have to start from scratch. Now, if you are starting from scratch, another great reason to go to Squarespace.com, these great templates, 60-plus designer templates that don't look like templates because they're so easy to customize. Using Ajax, you can literally point, click, drag, and drop your way to a unique, beautiful site. If you know CSS and you want to use it, or JavaScript, you're not, you know, you can. You have absolute control. A great iPhone app makes it very easy not only to post but to moderate comments and to clean out spam should any appear. It's got great integration with all the main sites, including, of course, Twitter and Facebook, but also Flickr, LinkedIn, yes, Quick, Pandora. It is a really, really nice tool. I want you to try it free. Just go to squarespace.com. You'll see /MacBreak. You'll see right there that green button. Click try it for free. You don't even need a credit card. You get 2 weeks to play with it. Try a bunch of sites. You know, try different ways of looking at your data, different ways of doing it. It's free and it's easy. And then when you figure out exactly how you want it, it's very affordable. Hosting plus all the Squarespace software, automatic updates, automatic security, just $12 a month. It starts at $12 a month. And if you use the offer code NIGHT, you get 10% off. Not for the first month or the first year, but forever. Squarespace.com/night. It's the secret behind exceptional websites. Amber, would we like to get our guest on? Or you want to do a couple more? Did you see the... I didn't get to watch this, but last night Mark Zuckerberg had George W. Bush on Facebook.
Yes.
Wasn't that wild?
I like to call them the oddest couple on the internet this week.
But they seemed like they really kind of liked each other.
I know. It was very strange. But I will say that I have never been a huge fan of President Bush, or I should say George W. Bush. But he was very laid back in the interview.
He seemed very likable.
Yeah, he did. The most likable I've ever seen him was probably in that interview. I don't know if it's because I think Zuckerberg is kind of a little bit awkward. And so it sort of offset.
That's kind of an interesting way of doing it. I'm surprised that Mark's doing it, too. It's very interesting to see how Zuckerberg has been pushed forward as the face of Facebook ever since The Social Network, ever since the movie came out.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, you hardly heard from this guy before. You know, he had that incident, I think, at South by Southwest where someone was interviewing Mark Zuckerberg.
Sarah Lacey it was horrible.
It was just a horrible interview.
And then the All Things D thing where he sweated and it was just...
Yeah. But and you didn't see him forever. And then he emerges in the fall as this really confident young man. And I'm wondering if he went through some type of, you know, boot camp or something.
You would know this. There is such a thing, isn't there?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Training for these guys.
Coaching.
Yeah. And they can go and they say, here's how you hold your hands. Here's how you field a question. They rehearse. They practice. And you can get much more polished. A lot of television presenters and so forth take classes like this.
Yep, definitely. So I think he had to have done something because...
Well, and he's now front and center. And I think that...
Different character.
He may have said, or his handlers may have said, Mark, you know, if you don't... In a vacuum, people are going to think whatever they think. If you don't present yourself, you're not giving them an alternative to the Social Network or what other people say about you. Go on Oprah. Do these events, interview George Bush. Sure, they could have gotten somebody in Facebook or a professional. You know, they could have hired Leslie Stahl to do the interview. But I think it's really interesting and probably very smart to groom Mark Zuckerberg because you need a front man. Every rock band needs a front man.
I think it's becoming more and more popular these days too, getting sort of C-level executives, CEOs, people out there who have a more public image and who are engaging more even online, using different types of social media. And not all of them are obviously comfortable with it, but I do see a trend happening here. And I think he really is part of that.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing.
I think it's a good thing. You know, maybe potentially it could lead to sort of more transparency and people getting a better sense of who's behind the company and there's not sort of someone hiding behind a rock somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, this is what you ought to do if you can. Now, if they can't get Mark Zuckerberg to be personable and interesting, you know, there's a risk. If he's the Mark of old, that's not good.
Yeah, and I think the video, you know, I watched a little bit of it this afternoon, and I think it's worth watching. They have it up on TechCrunch, and just getting, you know, it's interesting to see both of them kind of go back and forth, and it's not too long. I think they did about 20 minutes, if I'm correct.
Yeah, yeah. I will go back.
Reasonably.
And I presume they're going to do more of this.
I hope so.
Yeah. Hey, it's time to say hello to Greg Bettinelli, who is a Petalumen.
Yes, Leo.
I didn't know that. That's great. Nice to meet you. Thank you for joining us on Net at Night.
Hi.
Yes,
Greg.
Born and raised Petaluma High School. It's great.
You're kidding.
West Side.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'll be darned. And how did you become this big shot senior vice president of a tech company?
Let's just say I'm not the most fashion forward gentleman, as I think most people from. Most people in Petaluma kind of aren't like that. But I've spent a lot of time at eBay. I moved down to Los Angeles a few years ago where Hotlook is based. And so I've been kind of about 10 years in consumer-based internet so far. So I've become really an e-commerce guy and really fell in love with Hotlook and the Hotlook business model, which I can go into more. But it's really the next level and the next wave of e-commerce.
Well, before we do that, though, I would kind of like to find out what your path was. So you left Petaluma High and went to college.
Yes, I went to school in San Diego, the University of San Diego.
And what did you study?
I was a political science major.
So that's your recommendation. If you want to get in .com, political science.
That's right. You have to learn to think and be quick on your feet.
That's true.
But I actually was going to go to – I spent a summer on the Hill. I think it was 1993, and it was so hot and miserable, I decided that I needed to get out of that and ended up moving in more to the marketing side of the world soon after.
Oh, that's interesting. That's really neat.
And so I worked for an Idea Lab company actually in the late 90s that went through a lot of money and didn't make a ton of money. And then from there I went to eBay late 2002.
Idea Lab is Bill Gross's incubator. Bill's a really neat, smart guy.
Yes, and I think is underappreciated, underrespected for how impactful what he did was.
Agree.
It's really, Google owes a lot to Bill Gross, right?
Yeah. What was the company that you did under IdeaLab?
It was called Health Allies. It was a consumer-driven healthcare business that has since, I think you were talking earlier, businesses that were a little ahead of themselves. I think that was an example of one.
No kidding, because you couldn't be at a better place. But remember WebMD and all, there was all these startups in the dot-com boom that it did, that WebMD's still around, but many have just kind of disappeared. And now, boy, they'd be doing great.
That's right. That's right.
Be a really good time. Now, fashion is a very hot topic right now. I'm a member of Rue La La. There's guilt. We've talked about them. Even Facebook, I mean, Google is doing a fashion site now. Obviously, high fashion, especially, is a hot area.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's really an inflection point where there's this emotional attachment to the category. And there's a few categories on the internet that have that. I think tickets is one of those. But fashion is clearly one where people get really excited and there's exuberance about everything that you can touch. And that's really what's propelled Hotlook's business. And you talked about a couple of our competitors as well is really these businesses started to boom in 2008, coming out of the recession where there was a lot of inventory in the marketplace and big brands were looking for ways to liquidate it. And the business has completely changed since then. But who doesn't love great product and great brands at 50 to 80% off? And
You said an interesting thing. This is driven by the fact that big brands are looking for an outlet.
Yes, especially coming. I think if you look back a couple of years ago, and I think the world really changed in, I would say, September of 2008, if I remember correctly. It was right after the Olympics, and the market took a big hit, and we all realized that we had a lot less money than we actually did.
Yeah.
And before that, I think people were willing to spend money, and it was a badge of honor then to say, I got the first Louis Vuitton purse.
Right.
I think soon after that, it became a badge of honor to say, I got a great deal on something that I... And I think that has fundamentally changed retail. If you look at the change in retail over the past couple of years, you're hearing that it's the Nordstrom's Rack and the TJ Maxx that are booming. It isn't the Saks and the Neiman Marcus.
Right.
I think that was a big change, not just in California, but the rest of the country as well.
So do you guys focus mainly on, is it a daily deal type of service?
So what we do, and I know you're talking about Groupon, and to answer your question, that's a big number.
It must make everybody just drool a little bit when you hear numbers like that.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't have insight, but I'm guessing there was more than one player who are looking at that deal, and that's how it goes from $3 billion to $6 billion.
I see. So it got driven up by the competition, not by the actual value.
There's a lot of big companies with a lot of cash. I think Google has $22 billion in cash or something.
Right.
So, but. What we do, and we started off, right now we do about 250 to 300 unique sale, we call them sale events each month. And these are for categories we deal with in like women's ready to wear or beauty, footwear and accessories, jewelry, watches. We have a kids business, home business, men's business. And each day we deliver a handful of events to our members. Today, for example, we had 12 events.
This is a lot like Rue La La, although you have many more choices than Rue La La.
I think the biggest difference would be we have more choices. We're much more of we're from California. Our offices are downtown Los Angeles, right next to Staples Center. We have a much more casual feel to our product.
Yes.
We're more likely to see products that you'd see at a Nordstrom's or an Anthropology or Sephora. That's our customer base. I'm much more mainstream than, say, other companies in the space who focus on more the luxury, the uber luxury type of categories.
I see you have travel, though.
Yes, and recently we acquired a company about a month ago, and that's about a month old now. We have everything from the Venetian in Las Vegas to, I think, the Lux in Beverly Hills is up there today. And we have both practical weekend getaways as well as more aspirational trips to Mexico and the Cayman Islands and places like that.
Why do you think that the timing is right for something like this right now? You know, we touched on this a little bit with Groupon that the timing wasn't right, you know, maybe in 2003 when there were a lot of big services doing similar things. But why do you think people are sort of clamoring for some of these services with such great deals?
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes from the value proposition, right? And so you were talking about, I think everyone's talking about social and social commerce. The reality is our business was propelled by virality, where for the last few years and even today, a majority of our customers all come from word of mouth. And what happens is members are sharing great opportunities. And so, you know, yesterday we had True Religion, which is a leading premium denim or jeans brand. And you can just see the offers propel themselves within the social web, whether it's Twitter. If you just search on Hotlook on Twitter right now, you'd see all these comments about True Religion being on sale, and people love to share and communicate about great deals. And it was at a time when people were looking for great deals. And like I said, that fundamental shift in e-commerce has kind of propelled the category. And so but it isn't just related to ready to wear. It applies to jewelry and watches. It applies to home goods. It applies to a lot of kids' products. My wife, every day I get a package from Hotlook, and I rarely know what it is, as my wife orders something for one of our two children.
It's okay.
That's my badge of honor.
Yeah, it's your family. But now,
that's right.
Was Cyber Monday, with Black Friday, were these big for Hotlook and online retailers like this in general? Was this, I would imagine this is the biggest year ever for this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, without knowing about everybody, I think two big points is yesterday was by far our biggest day ever by a magnitude of, I think, 40 to 50% bigger than any day we've ever had.
Interesting.
I think we almost did more in sales yesterday than we did my first whole month when I started about 18 months ago or so.
Yeah.
And so, you know, clearly, I think, and the other thing is, from what I've been reading is a lot of really starting like a Black Friday to Cyber Monday, our business, for example, was up almost, you know, 2.5 times where it was last year. And you're seeing dramatic shifts. And I think, you know, from what I'm reading, a lot of early sales related to e-commerce, whereas the calendar is moving more forward. Historically, Black Friday was all about offline. I think now you're seeing those deals transition to online. I know Amazon before huge numbers. And it's become really an event, right? It's almost like the Super Bowl commercial where people are trying to one-up themselves about who has the best deal. And it's on the front page of Yahoo and all the it's news. And as you know, Cyber Monday was a created holiday to complement Black Friday.
Right.
The last few years, it's been really a top five e-commerce day. I think this year will propel to maybe top one or two. The biggest days in online are actually next Monday and the Monday following. So we're really excited about that at Outlook, where you're really going to see the burst. But I mean, from what I've been reading, we're looking at 15 to 20% year-over-year growth in e-commerce. Businesses like ours are looking at, you know, 10x that from a growth rate.
Wow.
So that's been pretty fun. Yesterday was a long day, but it was worth it.
It was worth it. You know, I'm reading the About page, and I have to say I'm a little upset because I just found out that you also offer up membership in Canada, so this is going to kill me.
I think we are the only ones in the U.S. that ship to Canada. We've done so for about a year, and it's a meaningful part of our business. There are a lot of fashion-forward Canadians, especially, you know, Toronto is very fashion-forward.
Yeah,
and over-indexes pretty dramatically.
Yeah.
What for people who want to go to the site and use it for holiday shopping, I mean, is there sort of a time limit when they need to get their orders in by? Are there any special deals you can tell us about or tease us with?
Yeah, so our calendar is really loaded with both gifts for yourselves and gifts for your friends. I think, you know, Leo, one interesting trend is I think clearly people are buying much more for themselves than they did in the past. It's really instead of the kickoff to the holiday shopping season, it's really the kickoff.
Yeah, I saw that in the stats that like 30 or 40% of the deals on Black Friday were for me, not for a gift.
And we're seeing upwards of 2/3 of products purchased actually for themselves. And I think it's really bizarre. It's really the kickoff to the shopping season versus the kickoff to the gifting season.
Right.
But we will have offerings through, I'd say, probably the 15th of December, in which we can guarantee delivery for the holidays. A lot of events, things like boots are huge, as you know, Amber. You know, a lot of boots, a lot of outerwear. It's, especially even in California, it's getting a little cool. I'm a little cold in my office right now. A lot of home products.
You're actually
products.
Frozen solid, Greg, but that's another.
I thought,
I'll just leave it.
I took off my North Face, yes.
This is, I'm stunned at the prices of True Religion. Normally these jeans, and these are like the distressed jeans, Amber, you probably know them. But
definitely.
They don't look like new jeans. They look like beat up jeans.
Yeah.
Normally they're over $200. So $99 for this is an incredible deal. But boy, I don't know. I guess I'm this is why I'm wearing Scott E. Vest clothes, I guess.
Right. So as we say, we've really democratized the sample sale, for lack of a better
term. That's what this is, isn't it?
Yeah. And additionally, how this whole started was in New York and LA, the fashion elite were able to get access to large brand sample sales. And what we've really done is we partnered with brands and we're able to produce these events and get them out to millions of people every day. And the beautiful thing for the brands and why they're most excited, and you were talking about Google a lot, is these are non-searchable events.
Oh.
So historically, when think about when you go to the Nordstrom's Rack of the world, the products sit there on the shelves for a long time and it's very dilutive to the brand. And even if you go to sites on the web now, brands don't like to see their products up at 50 to 80% off for very long.
Right.
And now what we've done is created these flash sales where they last 1 or 2 days and then they disappear. There's no track record of them. So not only does it give the brands opportunity to really sell additional and incremental merchandise, but now it's become a marketing vehicle where brands can talk to new audiences, just like QVC and HSN have been for beauty brands and even like what the outlet stores have become for some of the more vertical retailers.
Yeah, that makes sense. They don't want people to see these discounted prices.
Not for long periods of time.
Right.
Especially there's always the initial fear of cannibalization. The reality is we were driving a tremendous amount of incremental and creating new brand loyalists. And there's some staggering statistics, like 3/4 of members who are buying from brands they'd never bought of or heard of before. And so it's been a very powerful and new distribution channel. And the whole category itself has already emerged as a $1 billion category in just 1,000 days. And, you know, not everyone's like Groupon, but this category, which is a little bit different as we sell tangible products versus, you know, coupons and certificates, it's become a meaningful place, and very big brands and very big retailers are now participating, which has been great for our business and for our members.
In a way, that's a disadvantage for the new Google shopping site, because you're not going to be able to get those deals on there because the companies don't want this to be visible in that kind of wide way.
Yeah, I actually think what they've done with boutiques.com is pretty interesting. The idea of curation on top of aggregation is how we describe it. So they take, and that's very different. I think if I were a retailer, i.e. the Nordstrom's or Macy's or the Saks, that would concern me because it's different. It's very difficult to differentiate each other.
Right.
But they're not really focusing on the value side, and that's where we. I think, you know, this whole idea of social shopping and Google, you know, actually a couple of peers of mine who used to work at eBay are now leading that at Google, and they made an acquisition called like.com, which is really the technology they're using.
That's what I was wondering.
It's very different. And I think they've done a very good job. And I think there's a few other companies who do some similar things, but you're seeing where this is going. What makes fashion unique, and one of the reasons that I was most interested in Hotlook, is you think back to the early days of eBay, say 2002, 2003, we would see members, it's right when the iPod started getting big, is members would be bidding more on their iPod than they could go on the Buy It Now, right next to the item next to it. And as I said, this is the first time in retail in a long time where you're a handshake when you're hitting the buy button. It's this emotional attachment to this great deal. And it's, if you think about e-commerce over the past 10 years, it's been more about free shipping and vertical specialization, not much more enhancement to the functionality and the features. That's really what companies like Hotlook and the whole idea of the flash sale have done that we haven't seen in a long time. And I think you're seeing a lot of new companies emerge in social shopping that are driving this more of emotional attachment to the members or to the consumers, and tying in great value and great brands makes that a lot easier.
And you do something a little different on the site. I'm just looking at, I just signed up, of course. I'm just looking down at the upcoming sale events. And so you actually tease people with the big brands that are going on sale over the next couple of days. So it's not as though every day is a complete surprise, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think we send out a lot of email every day, and we have a big initiative here that what we say, get outside the inbox, where you want to be able to communicate to members as frequently as you can in a proactive way. And so if someone's coming to the site today or yesterday to look for True Religion or Splendid, we want to tell them what's coming up on the site on Friday, because we might not get a chance to reach them until then. So we'll give a little teaser, we create a little vignette to say, here's some of the products that you might be able to get and access, and then they'll know that on Friday those will be available. And so we usually work 3 or 4 days in advance so we can communicate to members what's in the calendar. And we'll do that every day. We send out an email to our members. Everyone gets a little bit different email, but we'll try and not only promote what's happening on the site today, but also what's coming up that we think they might like.
Any mobile apps coming?
We actually released our mobile app about 30 days ago, both from an iPhone perspective, and we also WAP-enabled the site. And I have to be honest, I have been completely shocked by the early adoption. That it's overnight has become an incredible, meaningful part of our business.
Isn't that interesting?
I think if you think about the world of flash sales, especially because every day our events start at 8 o'clock on the Pacific, 11 o'clock East Coast, we really only need a couple minutes of your time. So it's very applicable to mobile.
Right.
And so, you know, especially on the West Coast where we have a lot of moms and people are commuting to work, not that they're using their iPhones in the car, but I'm pretty sure that some transactions are happening on the 405 or the 101. And so it's been a great compliment. And so we'll continue to accelerate that. It's been phenomenal. That's a very really short period
interesting.
Of time.
Really, really interesting.
And there's so much on here. Yeah. I'm totally regretting having
some boots.
Show.
I want some boots.
I've never
cozy
said that to anyone.
I'll have to get you some gift cards, Dan. I know a guy.
This is really, it's a whole new area of retail that it's very interesting that is enabled by the internet and mobile. I think that's fascinating too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think mobile will be the, I think there's a couple big trends for 2011 that you're going to hear about in your site. And you, I think the Groupon's a great example where still 90% of e-commerce commerce is still offline. And so big brands are spending a lot of time figuring out how to drive online traffic offline because they have so much investment in the capital of the establishments and the retail outlets. And then the mobile side, especially, maybe it doesn't work as well for the big retailers, but for the more the vertical specialists like us or other brands, just having the opportunity to be on the deck of the mobile devices, the early adopters or now even the more moderate adopters tend to be a little more affluent. And so they're probably your best customers. And so there's a much, much bigger push into that as well. And so we hope to continue to capitalize on it. As long as, you know, you can create compelling value propositions to members, that's what creates virality. That's what makes shopping social. If you try and manufacture it and you just kind of put up the same thing on your mobile app that you have on your website or the same thing on your website they have in your store, that's not very interesting to people. I think that's what you're seeing the winners emerge, the Groupons of the world, the Hotlooks of the world. We're offering something different, even though it's probably something similar that you've used just in a different way in the past.
Very interesting. Greg, it's great to talk to you. We've come a long way since Matei Brothers on Kentucky Street, I got to say.
Oh, yes. And Moreta's, is that still there?
Moreta's, no, gone. Okay. They're all gone. We got a Kohl's now. That's it.
Oh, yes. I think I used to have my paper route. You're on Keller Street, right?
Yeah.
I had a paper route that. I lived on D Street, 5th and D.
5th and D, just down the street from here. That's so cute. That's so great, Greg.
One of the few that have, you know, get out of Petaluma and drive in technology.
So. Did you? Your folks, their family still here?
My family, my father lives in Santa Rosa now.
Santa Rosa.
And my mom actually lives in Clear Lake.
Okay.
I have a lot of friends. There's a lot of Bettinelli's in Petaluma. I think my grandfather had 17 brothers and sisters. We were big
You know the Bettinelli's, Lisa? Lisa, my CEO, is a fifth generation Petaluman. She's the granddaughter of Carl's from Carl's Market.
Oh, yes, which is now Whole Foods, right?
Yeah, the Whole Foods took over Carl's.
Yes. Yes. I remember Petaluma Market before it was Petaluma Market.
So. Wow. It's great. Old school. I'll tell you, the Italian names like Giacomini and Benedetti and Bettinelli, they owned this town for a long time. It's so great to talk to you.
Absolutely, Leo.
Congratulations on the success. Hotlook, HAUTELOOK.com. Just one more place to get your shopping done for the holidays. Wow.
So have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too, Greg. Take care.
All right.
So, Amber, you're already signed up there, huh?
Yeah, I had to get signed up because they were teasing you with the deal on the front page. You can't see it unless you sign up, so I had to sign up and take a glimpse.
I think that's what's interesting about all this is that really what this is a way for these retailers to promote without any – Rue La La is the same thing. You know, it's like secret sale, and it has two advantages. Yeah. One is you're getting a secret deal, right? But the other advantage, of course – is that these big brand names can do these discounts without anybody, you know, really knowing.
Oh, definitely. And it's just so, like I said, it's just so easy to buy some of these deals, you know. That's part of the problem.
Well,
I'm not a big shopper,
yeah.
But I love online shopping. It's just it's so easy to click.
That's not good.
It's not good, Leo.
What the heck? It's the holidays. So before we go, we do have our video of the week coming up in just a little bit. This one's from Eileen, isn't it?
It is from Eileen.
It's fun. I really like it.
She has lots of great videos that she sends over for the show. So this is one of my favorites,
I
think. I
have it queued up. But before we do that, I do very much want to tell you about our friends at Ford. And they've got a special thing going on. How'd you like to go to Madrid?
I'd love it.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Spain?
I have been, but I went on a Contiki tour when I was 21. So my experiences are, let's just say, I don't remember so much.
not quite the same.
No.
I love Spain, Barcelona. I've never been to Madrid. I'm dying to go to Madrid. Maybe I get to go too. The folks at Ford are doing a couple of things. First of all, let me just put in a plug for the Ford Sync because I'm such a fan. It's in my Mustang, my 2010 Mustang. Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles have it. It is the hands-free turn-by-turn directions. GPS is built in even if you don't buy the big GPS package. You get to make hands-free calling, true hands-free calling. I mean, your hands are on the wheel. Your eyes are on the road. You press the button on the steering wheel, and from then on, you talk to your car. You say, call Eileen at work, call Amber on her cell, and it does it. It uses your phone, and it works with almost all the phones. Certainly, the iPhone and the Android phone work really well. In fact, if you've got an Android phone or the new Windows Phone 7, it'll read you your text messages. You can send canned messages, no typing while you're on the road. You can send canned messages. It lets you, it's got 911 assist, which is fantastic. If the airbags are deployed, it calls 911, sends the GPS, gives you a chance to say, help, let me out of here. It is just fantastic. And I have to say, if you have not played with Sync, it outclasses everything else on the road today, even from the luxury car manufacturers. You've got to take a look. Go to your local Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury dealer. Say, I want to test drive the Ford Sync. Now, speaking of test drives, the 2012 Ford Focus Global Test Drive is coming up. The Focus, the new 2012 Focus, which comes out early in 2011, I should say. Five-door hatchback, four-door sedan, or the five-door wagon. I saw it at Blog World. Awesome. I mean, the styling, the technology in there, it's got the active park assist like the Flex. Remember that? That did the parallel parking automatically. Rear view camera, a torque vectoring control that hugs the curves, the incredible fuel efficient engines. Ford has really reinvented engines to give you amazing fuel efficiency. And it's got not only the Sync, but it's got the My Ford Touch, which is Sync Plus, including an 8-inch screen in the center console. The touchscreen, just a spectacular vehicle. This is going to be the hottest Ford ever, and you will be one of the first people to drive it. Not only that, you could be getting $10,000 for the charity of your choice. All you have to do is go to twitfordfocus.com. That'll take you to a Facebook page where you can create a video, no more than 2 minutes long, saying why you should be going to Madrid for this test drive. They're going to do it at Spain's National Institute for Aerospace Technology, you and a friend. Why you should get $10,000 for the charity of your choice. Ford's going to donate $500,000 in total. So this is really great. Now, you have till December 31st, so don't waste any time. Go to twitfordfocus.com for all the rules and information. And it's available, I'm happy to say, not only in the U.S. and Canada, Amber, but to all of our audience members worldwide. This is truly a global. Yeah, isn't that nice? A global contest.
It's about time, Leo.
Thank you, Ford. Well, you know why? Because the Focus is their international car.
It's great.
So exciting. TwitFordFocus.com. Thank you, Ford, for your support. Net at Night. Do you want to tell us anything about this video?
Well, you know, I've tried to find the information about the video itself. All I can say is that Obama was speaking to a group of people, and I don't know if he said, don't touch my junk, but it appears to be that way. And as much as I've looked it up online to figure out if he actually said
that,
I'm not entirely sure. And seriously, Leo, I mean, Boing Boing doesn't say a lot about it. They just said someone remixed a video and turned it into a rap song.
Well, of course, and Boing Boing and everybody, and we have been talking about, too, the new TSA regulations, where you either have to go through an x-ray that's going to show everything, or you get felt up by the TSA if you refuse the x-ray. I'm flying on Saturday. I can't wait to find out what I'm going to win in the lottery. Maybe I'm thinking just wearing a kilt. Make it easier. Just go, whoa, look, you can look. Woo. Oh, my goodness. Amber, thanks so much. Amber is on CP24 with Web Nation, her TV show. Her new Command N is shot now on the Nikon D7000 camera. I cannot wait to see. I bet it looks gorgeous.
It looks good. Yeah.
That's CommandN.TV if you want to see that. The new book. Wait a minute. I got it right here. It's a great book. Highly recommend it. Power Friending, Amber MacArthur. You want to get this if you want to learn how to use social media to take your business to the top. Power Friending from a portfolio. It's in everywhere. You know, Amazon, everybody's got it. And, of course, she's on Twitter as Amber Mac and at AmberMac.com. Thank you, Amber.
All right. Thanks, Leo.
See you next time on Net at Night. And whatever you do, don't touch my junk, man.
I said, what? Don't touch my junk. Wake me up, you know. Don't touch my junk. Let some sunshine in. Don't touch my junk. Fire up. Shout out. Oh, you know what? Don't touch my junk. Listen, you heard some people during the campaign, some people saying, fired up and ready to go. Fired up, ready to go. But not all of you know the story behind it. So let me tell you how we got that slogan. They believe. So we get into the airport at 5 in the morning. Start shaking hands with everybody. How do you do? What do you do? And suddenly I feel this tap on my shoulder. And I don't know what's going on. So I look behind me. And there's this little woman smiling right at me. Points at me, says,
X-ray or panting?
Said, what? 6 a.m. I said, why? Said, because.
X-ray or panting?
So I must have had a glass of wine or something. Because right off the bat I said, don't touch my junk. And everybody in the room, they all say, fired up, like this is the most normal thing in the world. And then we hear the same voice say, ready to go.
and the other 20 people, they all say, ready to go. Yeah. So I'm just standing there.
My staff's looking at me, they're shrugging their shoulders.
But here's the thing, after about a minute or so, I'm feeling like I'm ready to go. You ready to go? Don't touch my jaw. Fire up. Don't touch my jaw. Ready to go. Don't touch my jaw. Don't touch my jaw.
I love you back.